Zero Dark 30 is a new film already out in some theaters. It follows the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Yesterday on this program, we heard from director Catherine Bigelow and screenwriter Mark Boal. Now let's hear from film critic Kenneth Turan.
Zero Dark 30 has been in the news lately for its graphic depiction of CIA torture. But everything in the film is overshadowed by the performance of Jessica Chastain as Maya, the CIA agent who found bin Laden.
There are two narratives about the location of Osama bin Laden. The one that you're most familiar with is that UBL is hiding in a cave in the tribal areas, that he's surrounded by a large contingent of loyal fighters. The second narrative is that he's living in a city.
Maya devotes every waking moment of her life to locating and destroying the wily terrorist. Her single-minded ferocity and stubbornness make up the emotional through line that engages us in Zero Dark Thirty's story. What is most exciting about Maya is that she's not a heroine, but rather an archetypal big-screen hero. Maya doesn't have a boyfriend or any life outside her work, and she's not burdened with a teary breakdown or a glib series of reasons to explain the way she acts. This woman is formidable, with a gaze that could melt steel and the sharpest tongue in town. And Chastain makes her clashes with her superiors thrilling to behold.
You're going to start working on the American Al-Qaeda cells. Protect the homeland.
Bin Laden is the one who keeps telling them to attack the homeland. If it wasn't for him, Al-Qaeda would still be focused on overseas targets. If you really want to protect the homeland, you need to get bin Laden.
This guy never met bin Laden.
Director Catherine Bigelow proves herself once again to be a master of heightened realism and narrative drive. Her directing style is so good at briskly moving us along that the time it takes to get up to speed with the film's complicated plot doesn't feel like a problem. If Zero Dark Thirty has any message, it's that Maya's slow, meticulous, painstaking gathering of information is what brought bin Laden down. It was a tremendously tedious process in real life, but the movie makes it as exciting as all get out. Zero Dark Thirty is about what one character calls big breaks and the little people who make them happen. It's also cinematic storytelling, and it's most effective.
You hear film critic Kenneth Turan here on Morning Edition. He also reviews movies for the Los Angeles Times.